You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. His obituary called him the quintessential newspaper man because Bill Martin was happiest when he heard the press rumble and could feel the building floor begin to vibrate. Commentator Gary Borders worked for the late Bill Martin of Tyler, and he shares this remembrance of the publisher and mentor to so many Cub reporters.
We gathered in a downtown Tyler watering hole after Bill Martin's funeral to toast the man who was a mentor, boss, and occasional terror to the dozen or so newspaper folks around the table. Martin died in August from congestive heart failure. I first met Bill when he became publisher of the Lufkin Daily News in 1989. I had joined the staff as editorial page editor 6 weeks earlier. Bill arrived at the office promptly at 8 a.m., left at exactly 5 p.m., walked into every department each day, whistling before arriving to announce he was coming. Bill had been hired to financially turn things around at the paper to make whatever changes he deemed necessary. From my insignificant spot, it seemed as if he hardly broke a sweat in that demanding role. Then, a few months later, major changes were indeed made. Soon the paper was on a stronger financial footing. Like many of us, Bill began his career in the newsroom. He never lost that zeal for a good story. He cared deeply about what went into the newspaper. I found that out the hard way when one day I was stuck for an idea for an editorial. Out of desperation, I knocked out 350 lame words about Castro and Cuba. The paper was an afternoon publication at the time, meaning it went to press not long after lunch. By mid-afternoon, Bill had called me into his office. He was always thin, with a fair complexion that heated up the angrier he got. I watched in fear as the color rose from his neck northward. He asked me, "How many people reading the Lufkin Daily News given about Castro and that, a few more expletives deleted, excuse of an editorial you wrote today?" I allowed as how the number was probably somewhere south of zero. He said, "If you don't care about what you're writing, then don't expect that our readers will either." I knew that already, but Bill sure had a way of reinforcing that lesson. Bill inspired great loyalty from his employees because next to the newspaper, he cared about his staff. Here's a story told at the watering hole from when Bill was at San Angelo 4 decades ago. A young woman reporter was assigned to do a feature story on a man who collected Civil War weapons. She was in the newsroom talking to the collector on the phone. He informed her that he wanted the paper to assign the story to a man, that a woman shouldn't be doing a story about his Civil War weapons. At that moment, Bill, who was managing editor, walked by the reporter's desk. She told him what the man had said. Bill grabbed the phone and said, "This is Bill Martin, the managing editor. Either you talk to her or you don't talk to anybody." And then he slammed the phone down. We sat in the watering hole for an hour or so, telling stories from our days working together at different newspapers over the past quarter century. The newspaper universe has changed since we were young, not a lot of it for the better, especially the past 5 years or so. Of those gathered, only one still actually works for a newspaper. Most are retired. The one fellow who is still a publisher is a longtime friend. We sat together. He asked me what I planned to tell my students about the future of newspapers now that I teach journalism. I didn't have a great answer. Who does? I wish I could ask Bill the same question. Instead, we all just raised a glass to a departed friend and mentor.
Commentator Gary Borders teaches journalism at Kilgore College in Kilgore, Texas. He's also advisor to the school's weekly student newspaper, The Flare. You can find his writing that is decidedly north of Cuba at GaryBorders.com. Morning Edition continues here on Red River Radio.